For this we use the Julia formula, and first of all plot what will happen to one dot, say, the top left-hand one. We use Z as the complex number representing that dot, and C as the point on the plane for which we plot the Julia set. Off we go and cycle through the formula, putting the answer back into the beginning for a set number of times or iterations. The number of iterations is not fixed, but the more times we do it, the more detailed the picture will be and the longer it will take to generate. We then move on and plot the next dot on the screen using Z as the dot's address and keeping C as the point for which we want to see that Julia. Once we have reached the end of the iteration for each dot, we look to see what number we are left with. Some will be very high and going off towards infinity. We will leave these colored green. They are not in the Julia set we are plotting. Other points will give values that stay low, and we will color these black. They are in the set. Let's plot the Julia set for the complex number 0, 0.